Hey, man.
Get nerdy with me.
Hey.
Did you do anything last week?
Well, not really. Actually, yeah, I was working on some props. I'm making that hollow chest board, and I'm making my secret project for Celebration next year.
Is that the one you showed me?
Yeah.
That's super secret?
Super secret.
Lock and key.
Yeah. But making that super secret project, I almost burned my house down last night. Straight up.
Like Tim Taylor tool time?
Yeah, like seriously. So I'm 3D printing something right now. And look.
Whoa, is that a circuit board?
Yeah. At 3:30 this morning, I start smelling like electrical fire. And I was like, I have 5 3D printers. Yeah, 5. I have 5 3D printers, and I have 3 of them that were going off at once. One of the boards apparently had a short circuit inside the grounding, inside the bed heat, and then all of a sudden it started to smoke. So I went into my room, because I have a 3D printing room, and it was just filled with smoke.
You have a room that's just dedicated to 3D printing?
I have a 3-bedroom house, and it's just me.
I was going to say.
I have my bedroom.
That screams single guy.
I have my 3D printing and my prop room, and then I have my work room, because I have a home office. So
is that board easily replaceable, or?
Yeah, it's like $50, but it's gonna be a pain. It's just because it's a lot.
Under warranty or anything?
No, I bought that thing like 2 years ago. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just part of it. But all I know.
Smell the smoke.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, it already burnt itself off. But the thing is, it's just like that electrical smell, like.
You can, plastic.
Like, smell my fingers.
it's still not falling for daddy.
So yeah, that was pretty interesting. But yeah, I actually have about half of it complete already. At least complete printed out.
Printing, I think, is gonna be the easy part.
Yeah,
the other parts
is gonna be hard. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So you?
Yeah. I just watched a lot of trailers.
God, so many trailers, man. It was trailer apocalypse.
San Diego, you know, every time after.
Well,
San
the funny
Diego,
thing is, some of these these movie studios that didn't even go to San Diego Comic Con just released their trailer.
Why not ride that way?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's gonna be looking for trailers, so might as well.
There's out there too.
Yeah, yeah. Save $20 million to go to San Diego Comic Con.
I can't imagine how. I know how much it costs just to go as an attendee.
It's yeah. Well,
I can imagine going as a studio.
Yeah.
Actually having space on the floor. And
well, I mean the whole reason why it's like a E3. The whole reason why people go to San Diego Comic Con is to release it. But you know, with the internet, it's just there's no reason you just release it and it'll get shared naturally anyway. Like
I'm waiting for Comic Con to turn to a virtual experience.
Oh,
or
yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of those little robots with the iPads on them just rolling around looking at stuff.
Well, the funny thing is there actually is a virtual Comic-Con. Did you know that? Yeah. It's
no.
It's a VR Comic-Con. So it's weird. It's yeah. Just look it up. Virtual Comic Con. It's a thing. So,
that's the height of nerdness right there. That's
hey, you know, I mean, it's technology.
Have you been to the virtual con? No.
Well, the funny thing is it's actually like it's just a virtual. Just Google it. It's fine. But talking about trailers and talking about let's talk about the MCU stuff first.
Okay.
Before we talk about trailers.
Well, I'm gonna have to go incognito because I can't read this. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go Clark.
Wait, hold on a second. We're both blind.
I don't know if you might not recognize me with these on, like Clark Kent. But,
yeah.
Oh yeah, now I can read it.
So let's. I want to talk about. Well, let's.
That one was a hard one, man.
Blind Fury. All right.
Blade Runner.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know you knew
the
Blade Runner. Rutger Hauer passed away. He was 75 years old, and he was pretty much like the ultimate.
A lot of iconic roles.
Iconic early roles, and then he became more of a B and C role, like straight video.
Hobo with a Shotgun. I forgot about that.
Hobo with a Shotgun was a great. If you haven't seen Hobo with a Shotgun, check it out. It's like a futuristic apocalypse thing, but it's crazy. It's a crazy. Hobo with a Shotgun is actually a really good movie. Actually, besides Blind Fury, that's probably one of my favorite ones he's in. So Blind Fury, when I was a kid, I watched that, and. It's Rutger Hauer blind learning how to be like a kung fu master. So Rest in peace, Rucker Hauer. That really bums me out because that's one of those things where I grew up watching him. And I mean, he was in Blade Runner, but he's
great
more
actor.
Great actor and very pop culture-y. So
yes,
yeah. So let's talk about the San Diego Comic-Con MCU release dates release for everything.
The things they're going to be releasing.
It is. You can. I guess we'll make you do some editing. You can release the picture now. That's the release timeline. It's remember, God, what was it, like 5-6 years ago when they released the last one, when Endgame was the last one that they came out with?
Right.
Or was it Far From Home?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
it was Far From Home was the last one, so now they're releasing all the new ones. And they were released Eternals. Eternals.
This is not in any kind of order.
Yeah, I know. Thor: Love and Thunder is one of them. Waititi is going to be doing that one again. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about that last time that she's going to rule Asgard, and she was a queen, so she is technically the first MCU openly
LGBTQ
character. Doctor Strange, Blade, and everybody was up in arms about
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, everybody was up in arms about him playing Blade. And Wesley Snipes is all like, look, this is awesome for him. Yeah. And he even congratulated him. So congratulations on being Blade.
I think he'll be great.
But it's also one of those things, are we going to talk about that when we see that first trailer? It's like, we already have a Blade.
I don't know.
It's like the Hellboy one.
I liked him in Luke Cage.
I haven't seen the Netflix stuff.
He played Cottonmouth. He played the bad guy.
Well, remember when? So I was telling you I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago that Netflix, all the Netflix Marvel stuff is not canon anymore. They're pulling all that stuff, and so it is not the same universe. So they're pulling, which really bums me out because Jon Bernthal as Punisher.
He was a good Punisher.
He was a good Punisher, and I hope that you can't really say that it would be non-canon and then bring Jon Bernthal as Punisher. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but that would be like... It'd be a little confusing for everybody. But then again, they also pulled all the EU, Star Wars EU stuff, Extended Universe as non-canon, and then they bring stuff from EU into that, so...
Yeah, they can
do whatever they want. So, but, yeah. A lot of... And, of course, they had Hall H... And they were like just shuffling people in there. They only had like an hour, and they were trying to show like all these different.
You had that. You had Black Panther 2. They were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
The new Doctor Strange.
Yep. Eternal or
Mystery something.
Sentinel and then the Expanse or something
it's
like that.
Supposedly going to be more horror based.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Because his mysticism is kind of scary anyway.
Yeah.
Like you said, Black Widow.
Yep.
And Hawkeye.
Yep. And Hawkeye. And I don't even. I think they something was going on with Jeremy Renner about going on to Hall H or something like that, but I think they kind of just shuffled them around.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they're setting up. This is Phase 5.
MCU has a definite roadmap.
They got to.
Not like DC was like, hey, let's try this guy.
Yeah.
Now let's do Aquaman.
Oh, well, let's put. Let's put Cyborg on Doom Patrol.
And that got picked up for a second season.
Did it?
Yes, but it's also probably going to be on HBO Max. Warner Brothers is starting to get smart, and they're looking at Disney pulling all their stuff together in one. I'm like, hey.
HBO Max, because HBO is actually owned by
Warner Media.
Warner Media, and Warner Media is going to conglomerate. And
they own DC. They own... all the Warner Brothers
HBO
stuff.
HBO. That means Deadwoods and Chernobyl. I'm watching Chernobyl right now. That's a crazy show.
They could do something similar to that. They just didn't.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I tell you something. As soon as Disney comes in, I think in October is like that or November.
I cannot wait.
$5.99 or $70 for the year. It's a no brainer. That's I'm gonna have to probably steal his or he'll steal mine. We share each other's freaking passwords, so I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, I bought a Fire Stick, so I'm gonna have to get your Netflix password again. I already have all your cable stuff.
Did you jailbreak it?
No, it's just regular Fire Stick. Just log in. So San Diego Comic Con MCU foreshadowing, that's gonna be crazy. Oh, Brandon Routh. Yeah, I read this. Brandon Routh's going to reappear at the CW stuff as Superman, right?
Yeah, he's already in the Arrowverse as Adam.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, isn't
Ray
that...
Palmer.
I was like, how is it going to be...
But he's going to be a Superman. It looks like it's going to be... That Tyler Hoechlin guy is still going to be Superman from our universe. This is going to be like an alternate universe Superman, and they're saying probably the Kingdom Come Superman, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think that storyline is good.
That's one of those things where it's like, okay, because Brandon Routh, of course, replies that Superman is in Superman Returns. And he played, and the thing is, the reason that they because he was a no-name actor, then when they knew him is because Christopher Reeves, they wanted to do the whole Christopher Reeves because Christopher Reeves was a no-name actor too when they gave him Superman. So, didn't do as well. I still watch it in theaters because it's Superman, and Superman was, character, but I think he stole
the power. It's kind of just a scene-for-scene retake, though, and that's what I think it lost a lot of people there.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything new with it.
Yeah. Okay, what's next here?
Red Rain,
Secrets of Sinister House?
Yeah, it's going to be a one-shot coming out right before Halloween. Batman is a vampire.
Okay, I did see that on your poster in your showroom. That's pretty cool.
And the Elseworlds imprint, he actually became a vampire in order to fight Dracula, because that was the only way he thought he could beat Dracula, is at his own game.
Wow. Well, what's the dream between Batman being a vampire and Man-Bat?
He's an actual vampire, not a scientifically made
thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And it looked very... who's the artist on that one? Because it looked very like...
Remember. The art is very macabre and dark.
Yeah.
Like I said, just in time for Halloween, it's going to be a one-shot.
It's not canon.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, is it going to be like a four or five series run, or is it just like a one?
The original one was...
It's like Killing Joke kind of thing.
Yeah, the original one was a trilogy.
Okay.
This one was just going to be a one-shot book.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Just like a Halloween story for Batman.
Okay. Let's see here. Harley Quinn. What is this? H. Cuoco?
All the people. The Harley Quinn's getting on DCU streaming service is getting her own cartoon.
Oh, I was sitting here like, wait a minute. I thought these are Birds of Prey is the new Harley Quinn coming out.
Yeah, no.
Is that Alan Tudyk?
Yeah,
Alan Tudyk. Wanda Sykes, Esposito. Wait, Carlos Esposito from Breaking Bad?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Wanda Sykes.
Hayley Cuoco from?
From?
Big Bang?
Big Bang.
Wow.
She's playing the voice of Harley.
Really? That's interesting.
Chris Maloney? Yeah, I don't remember who he's playing.
Wait, like from?
From Happy.
From Happy? Wow, that's pretty interesting. Bader from...
Dietrich Bader, yeah.
Dietrich Bader.
He plays... You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah. Wait, is that Jason Alexander from Seinfeld?
Yes, he's playing a character too. There's a lot of big names in this.
Oh, that's pretty
voice
cool.
Voice acting. It's cartoon. It's very adult-oriented.
Which, DC, I mean... streaming. DC's, it's like the whole Deadpool joke. Or, I'm so dark. What are you, like the DC universe? So, yeah. That's pretty interesting. And this is a DC streaming?
Yeah.
So, but you canceled it.
I did.
Might have to pick it back up.
Hopefully they'll pull it under HBO Max with everything else.
Yeah, if they do that, because I already have HBO now.
I would be tempted to watch it if it was already on something I...
Yeah, because another streaming service, I think that
I'm just getting burned out on all the different streaming services.
Yeah, I mean, and we share a lot of streaming services, so... okay. Oh, yeah. This one. So, talking about trailer dropping, they dropped the new Star Trek Picard, and that looks amazing. And if you are a fellow nerd like us, and you've been to the Anaheim Convention Center, then you know Picard very well, because he actually, in one of the scenes, and he can post it right here, this is the front of the Anaheim Convention Center. I've been there many times, and actually, if you post another picture right here, this is where she's fighting on the stairs. That's actually in the backside of the Anaheim. A couple years ago, I actually took pictures of the 501st on that.
Anaheim or San Diego?
Anaheim.
I've never been to Anaheim.
Yeah, Anaheim was for...
WonderCon and probably one of the celebrations.
Yep, Celebration, WonderCon, there's VidCon, there's a bunch that goes there. But yeah, so there's a point where she's fighting somebody on stairs, and I've actually been on those stairs. So I know exactly...
Right where she kicked him.
Exactly. So because everybody, all my friends were like, hey, this should be recognizable. Yeah, but that's super exciting. You have Data coming back?
We don't know if it's Data or not.
True. We have
Nemesis? He got...
Yeah.
He sacrificed himself? Because he also has his brother, Lore.
Yeah.
And then there was that prototype B4.
Yeah, there's a couple, because, I mean, they don't make one-offs of droids, so yeah, they're probably multiples of them, but they probably uploaded his consciousness into the computer mainframe.
They have some shared memories. Yeah. I think they're leaning toward it saying it's going to probably be B4, but he has a lot of Data's memories.
Yeah, and B4 looks like, you know, I mean...
They all look the same.
Yeah.
Same mold.
It's just like, you know, getting a robot. It's
but you also see 7 of 9.
Yes, yeah, that was, which was pretty crazy. I was sitting there like, cross.
You caught that at the end with the Romulans circling around the old Borg cube.
Yep,
so
yep.
We don't know if that's going to be the prison that they're in.
Man,
or
this is going to be exciting. But of course, guess what that is on?
Yes,
streaming CBS service, all access, CBS All Access, and it's...
Why?
Because...
Do you know how much viewership that would get if it was just on regular...
Well, I mean, like, it was the thing we were talking about before with Star Trek... what was it? The new Star Trek...
Enterprise? The one that's on...
The one that's on All Access right
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly, right? Discovery.
Yeah, I said Discovery.
So it's on All Access, and I'm not going to pay another $6 for streaming services. Look, I got rid of cable 2 years ago. I'm not really going back. I could care less about cable. But it's one of those things where I don't want to pay another streaming service for what? What am I doing for Star Trek Discovery? Look, I'm a Star Wars fan, but I was always a Star Trek fan before I became a Star Wars fan. I'm cheap. I will not pay $6 for that.
Most people. I mean,
but the thing is, like, the whole reason that they're so popular is because they're on network television and anybody can see it.
That's the thing. Are they making more off the subscription service than they would off of sponsors being on TV? Because on TV, when Star Trek Next Generation came out, that had a killer following.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was...
I can't find three people in a day that have watched Discovery.
Mm-mm. I saw him saying it. But you know, we were talking about Orville. Orville's on Fox.
Was on Fox.
What?
You didn't... That's on her, too. That's a new thing. Next season?
No.
They're going to Hulu.
Exclusive?
Something about... I mean, it's not like he's, you know, giving the finger to Fox. It's just his schedule. Like, he's doing so much stuff.
Well, I mean, especially because he has contracts with Fox to do, like, Family Guy and...
American Dad,
something like that.
Yeah, he's got some kind of agreement because Fox agreed, you know, you'd be better off doing it on Hulu. I guess that way you can do your schedule different. They have to program the stuff out so far in advance.
Yeah. Wow, so, that's pretty interesting. But
Orville's,
I mean,
on Hulu, and Orville is like this generation's Star Trek.
Yeah, I love Orville because you have to have a little comedy. That's why I like Next Gen so much also, because there was a little comedy in there, because you can't always be so dry. I mean,
It
gets old, and I think that's what like Deep Space Nine, stuff like that. It was very dry, and it was like there's no fun into it. But that's what we're talking about. Orville was on Fox. Everybody got to see it. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, it was great.
Because
if it had been on Fox on Demand, it probably would never.
Never picked off. But yeah, definitely Star Trek Picard. Definitely watch it. I don't know how I'm gonna watch it. I might have to.
That guy and Paul Rudd, neither one of them ever age.
Yeah, I mean, he is showing a little age, but the thing is, I mean, he's probably in the 70s right now.
I don't know.
But he looks amazing, though.
He's still in better shape than me.
And the funny thing is, if he wasn't Dr. Xavier for the longest time, he would always be Jean-Luc Picard to me. He is the only person that hasn't signed my Next Gen poster yet. Hey, Patrick Stewart, if you're watching, go ahead and message us and send me an autograph, because you're the only person. I literally had to almost bribe somebody to take my poster to the Star Trek Con to tell him to sign it, but he's not going to that this year. And I'm like, no.
Just stalk him outside his house.
Yeah, right? Like, I need you to sign this.
Just get out there with the poster.
Yeah, up next, I actually wanted to talk about this. I saw this, and I...
The original, or you mean the Snowpiercer movie, or the...
I did see the Snowpiercer movie. All right, so we're going to talk about Snowpiercer.
Did they have a trailer for that yet?
Yes, they did.
I haven't seen the trailer.
The Snowpiercer prequel is... a little spoilers. If you haven't watched Snowpiercer, it's
Captain America Eats Babies.
He eats babies, and they're so delicious. It's about It's like a class warfare, okay? The back of the train tries to get to the front of the train, and the further you go up, the more ritzier, and it's a class divide, right? Well, this is supposed to start 20 years beforehand. Yeah. Before
the start of it, what caused
all this?
The cataclysmic world events that caused them to have to live on this train.
Exactly. And, so I was a really big fan of Snowpiercer. I really liked it. And this is a prequel on showing, and it's not going to be a movie. It's going to be a show. But I forgot where it was on. I think it's on.
Yeah, I didn't write that down.
I think it's TBS or something like that.
Probably.
Is one of those. I'm kind of excited because I think they're actually using the same sets from the movie.
Wow, they still exist.
Oh, I would imagine, yeah.
That'd be cool. I like the movie, the original one.
Yeah.
It makes you think a lot.
And the good thing is that it was something different.
Yeah.
And it was the same guy who did, oh God, now I'm not going to know it.
Well, Chris Evans played the main guy.
Yeah, the main guy, but it's the same director as it was another, like, I think it was another Korean movie or something. It was something crazy, but yeah, that one's kind of super sad. Just put in a Snowpiercer prequel trailer, and it has it has the girl from Requiem for a Dream. What is that?
I don't know.
Or the girl from Labyrinth. The one with the straight eyebrows.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, she is the main villain. So, or she's the woman that controls everything on that one. So, all right. Gemini Man, Will Smith, October 11th. What is that?
It's that new Will Smith movie. They cloned him and made a younger version of himself to try to perfect. He's like his killer. So they try to perfect him and kind of take all the emotions and anger out of it. But then he confronts it. They send the clone to kill him. And it's kind of that thing where they come face to face. It's like fighting yourself.
Oh, God. Well,
it looks like it's going to be very heavy on action.
Well, that's good. I mean,
de-aged Will Smith.
It's like the Logan, de-aged.
Yeah.
It's the age and the de-aged. Oh, that seems interesting. I'm kind of.
The previews look pretty good.
You know, Will Smith is. I don't know. The funny thing is,
friendly.
He's very. But I don't even know what the last thing I seen with him in. I know you've seen Aladdin.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the last thing I don't even remember what the last thing I saw.
Yeah. Him. Before that, I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you what he was in the. I think 7 pounds.
He did a lot of serious movies.
Yeah, like I said, well, was it 7 pounds? I don't know. It was the one where he is homeless and stuff like that, and he solved the Rubik's Cube. I don't know what it was. I wasn't paying attention. Let's go. Skip this one because we have a little bit more time left, but not that much. Game of Thrones prequels. I have Game of Thrones hat on right now.
Yeah.
Prequels. 4,000 years. What does that mean?
4,000 years prior. It's set 4,000 years prior to
the actual Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Well, okay. So that's interesting because then how would.
Most of the houses from Game of Thrones don't exist. I think maybe Starks, because they've been around forever.
Yeah, but then that's the time of dragons then. So we might actually have another Game of Thrones with dragons. That'd be kind of cool.
I think they're going to focus on how the White Walkers came about. That's just the rumor I've heard.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, because whatever they can do to fix that last season. Oh my God! Did you hear about the Game of Thrones panel at San Diego Comic Con?
Oh, they walked off and didn't take questions.
The two writers decided not to go.
Well, they've been catching a lot of flack.
Yeah, and the freaking people got booed. Yeah. They got booed. Could you imagine a whole cast that you spent so much time and
eight years,
and just kind of
eight seasons,
2 years in between. It's like 10 years, and you walk out to talk about. I don't even know what they're there for. I think they're just people just wanted to complain about the last season,
and
they booed them. They booed the actors. I was like. Wow. So
the actors didn't write it.
Yeah, actors act, but you know, if that was it's
mob mentality.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wasn't the happiest with the last season, but I'm not going to go all like, oh my God, you ruined it. In a way,
I didn't mind it.
It's the same reason why I didn't watch the last season of Lost. Okay.
Or Sopranos.
I did watch the last season of Sopranos. But the thing is, I don't really remember it. So, yeah, that's that one's interesting because I thought that there's some of the actors going to the prequel, so I don't know.
Nah, not 4,000 years.
Yeah, but say that's what I said. You know, I don't know if 4,000 years or that, or they have a they have another thing coming up. Well, let's talk about the last thing here, since we already talked about that, and we only have like a minute or two. The rain has came down for Avatar. Avatar is no longer the leader.
I think they need to put an asterisk on that.
Yeah, it's the whole Sammy Sosa thing. I think somebody's juice in there. So Avengers Endgame finally took over box office. Now, I think the only reason they did that is because...
The re-release,
yeah. But Avatar
didn't... We missed it by how much? Well, put it back out again with new material.
Is that, it was six more minutes of non-before scene thing. Is like...
What if Avatar did that now?
If James Cameron's like, you know what? F them. Re-release Avatar and put in five more minutes of unseen footage.
Oh, my God. They would
poop their pants.
Because they're working on sequels to Avatar.
They have three sequels already. They're already shooting it in concurrent right now.
They can make that a marathon thing and play that in front of
Oh my God.
And that would boost the numbers. You listen, James, that you can have that. take your title back, James.
Look, I love Avengers Endgame, but I think...
I think that was kind of crappy.
Yeah, I think it was kind of crappy. I think, look, Avatar was a great... It's not an original movie because you've seen those before.
Ferngully,
you know, John Smith, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think that just the way they did it was like,
they did it well.
Yeah, they did it well. It was a nice movie. It was revolutionary because they kind of brought that to the forefront of 3D and stuff like that. But yeah, I think the way they did it was a crap. But hey, they have it now, and James Cameron just has to release Avatar, and they're just gonna re-release every year.
You've seen the meme, right, with Iron Man and all those little floaty.
Oh yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's just us for this week. What do you guys think? Comment down below on what you think that, you know. I mean, there's a lot that we went over because. We actually have a list that we can go over now.
It was a long week, and we didn't even get all that.
Exactly, yeah. But we're running a little long here. And so comment down below, and while you're down there, hit that like and subscribe button. Give us one of those like buttons. And while you're hitting that subscribe button, hit that bell icon. That's every time. That bell icon that's right next to there, so you know when we release every new movie. A new movie?
Yeah, movies.
Yeah.
Many movies. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.